Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality and happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day, May 2012. Oh, my goodness. Mother's Day brings back so many wonderful memories for me. And this Mother's Day, I have to say, this Mother's Day is going to be forever remembered in my life, because the universe has been shaking me and breaking me and turning me and twisting me and just filling me up with more information and more wisdom to how to live happily ever after. And that's what this show is about. Reality Spirituality is about how do you live happily ever after, regardless of your circumstances. It doesn't matter what's going on outside of you. It only matters what's going on inside. What is your internal thermometer set at? And that's what this show, and that's what I want to share with all of you. We are all vibrating entities. And so my question to you is, what are you vibrating at? What is your station tuned into? I made a decision, a conscious decision, decades ago to live to my potential and to be happy. And the universe, the most powerful source in the universe, has given me a direct path, has given me a direct blueprint, an outline, how to get there. And I just want to share all of that information with you. Mother's Day. Well, I wouldn't be celebrating Mother's Day, personally, if it wasn't for my number one and only son, Nathan, and I see he's on the line, and let's say hello to Nathan, see if I can get him up now. Hold on a second here. Hello, Nathan, you're here with your mommy.
Oh, well, beepity beep beep. Happy Mother's Day.
well, happy Mother's Day to you, sweetie pie, and this is the second time I've heard from my son today. He called me earlier. Just as soon as his eyes opened up, his little peepers opened to see the world, oh, I have to call my mommy. And he sure enough called me earlier today. And I want to thank you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes.
Yes. I am smiling ear to ear because this is going to be a show like no other. Audience, you're going to laugh. Some of you might shed a little tear, but they're going to be happy tears, I promise. And you're going to get so much information as how to deal with this everyday life, circumstances, this journey is all we have. I mean, when you think about it, when I say all we have, I mean, that's all we have to fall back on, because anything else man-made things do not last. But the spiritual, your spiritual life and the spiritual entities and the universe lasts forever. And so I'm going to hook my what is it? Hook yourself to a star. What is that, Nathan?
Yeah, it's like attach yourself to something that's going to hold.
Thank you, Nathan. Exactly. Attach yourself to something that is never going to let you down, is always going to give you nourishment, spiritual nourishment, will never look at you and criticize you, will never talk to you less than you are loved and you're important and you're the most perfect entity on the planet. I have to say, as a mother, I didn't even do all of that. So it's unconditional love, and that's where I'm attaching myself to this universal power. And I am committed. I am so committed. That's my job. Yeah, I have a job that I get a paycheck, but every day is my job, to be connected to the universe. Hey, let's take a deep breath. So, Nathan.
Yes.
What's going on in your life?
What else is going on?
Yeah, would you like to share?
I would like to my story is, yeah, I'll share my story. It's a fun story.
Okay. I love fun stories.
Me too. So I was watching a show on Broadway. It's called Priscilla. And the show was really, really good. And they're giving a lot of energy. It's like crazy energy, like opening night energy. And I know they have to do these shows 5, 6, 7, 8 times in a week, but it just seems like, it doesn't seem like that. The songs are it's a jukebox musical, which means there are songs that are from the radio, so they're not original musical songs.
Mm-hmm.
And they just wrote a story with it, so it's all songs that everyone knows, everyone's singing along. And you know, getting into it, we all know the words, and I'm just really, really enjoying this show.
How fun!
Yeah, really fun. And I went with my roommate. This was the day before his birthday, and his best friend that came in from Wichita, and his friend. So there's four of us. And it's the two of them that are from Kansas. It's their first Broadway show ever. And they've never even been to New York before.
Oh,
okay. So it's
just okay.
Very special. It's just cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool moment. So intermission hits, and I am, like, raving about this show and how good it is and what a good time we're having. And it's always in, what?
You're raving about the show to who?
To my friends.
Okay, the people in your group.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just reflecting to myself, it's inspiring to me.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Then what happens?
Then Act Two starts, and Act Two begins, and it's like a country song, and they're at some country bar. I don't know what the setting is. And then the people from the show start coming into the audience. So everyone's in the audience starts clapping. And then all of a sudden, they start pulling people from the audience up on stage.
Uh-oh.
And I happen to be in the aisle seat. So this girl from the show grabs my hand and pulls me and then takes me out of my seat. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, what?
Well,
and, you know, she She's coming. What? Go ahead.
Well, I just want to explain something to my audience, because Nathan graduated from NYU, and he is in music. You know, he graduates, and his ambition and his major was musical theater. So I just want to let everybody know that that's your background. Your background.
Yes.
Your background is musical theater. So let me just say this: my son, and the stage, best friends. Okay, keep going.
Two peas in a pod.
Yes.
So when they come in the audience, you know, I was clapping, but when I saw her pick people in front of me out of their seats, you know, I started amping up my clapping a little bit. You know, I put a little bigger smile on, like, ooh, I'm a happy audience member. Like, you know, come to me.
Pick me.
And sure enough, she did. So she picks me, and, you know, we're walking up on stage, and she has my hand the whole time, and I'm like, going crazy, because I'm just excited to go on stage. I don't even know what we're doing. She pulls me up, me and her, and every audience member has a partner, is partnered with someone that's in the show.
Okay.
And there is maybe 15 of us from the audience on stage now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all in our own little spots, and then we do a little dance with our partner from the cast, and the partner from the cast is telling us, step left, so it looks like we all know what we're doing. Step right, and then we do a dance with them.
Uh huh.
And then my partner, she does this like chicken head, you know, and like chicken wings, like that dance.
Yes, I know that move. Hands under your armpits, and you stick your neck out back and forth, stick your chin out, yeah, and you flap your arm. Yeah, I get it.
And then so I started doing that too, and I really started doing it, like I was doing like I was doing my own thing. And she gives me this look, and she puts her hands out, like her palms up, kind of like, hey, you do. It was like, well, I'm not going to tell you what to do. This guy knows what he's doing already.
He's a star.
Yeah, she says, well, just take it.
Uh-huh,
so I'm just being ridiculous, and I'm in the center on this Broadway stage all of a sudden. It was so cool.
Oh, my God.
And then they have all the audience members on stage get in a circle, and now we're all holding hands, doing like a do-si-do in a circle.
Uh-huh, yes.
And I was just smiling, and I yelled to the girl that picked me. I said, I'm so glad you picked me. And then we go around in a circle, and this woman from the audience that's right next to me, she falls over. She falls down.
On the ground?
She, like, eats it, as we say.
She bites the dust.
She bites the dust. And then, you know, everyone's, oh, no, are you okay? And I pick her up right away. I'm, like, on her. I, like, grab both her arms, and I pick her up.
Uh-huh.
And then they put us all in the line in the front. We take a bow, and then we go back to our seats. And I was like, buzzing after that. Because it was so cool, and that is one of my aspirations, to do that. And you always talk about just letting it be, flowing with it, and knowing that we don't have to do anything. We just have to have our intentions out there. And for me to see this show that was so good that I could be in, and then all of a sudden now I'm on stage. It's like, what the hell?
It's like,
what did I do? What did I do for this? So it just felt like so rewarding, and like I didn't even, I mean, no planning, no expectation. There's no way I could have known that. And that's my story.
Oh my God. OMG, what a great, that story is so good for so many different reasons. So many different reasons, and I don't know, but I always say that the universe gives us signs. Signs. We have clues throughout our whole life, and it's just a sign. It's just a clue. It's just a little
like a wink. I call it a wink sometimes, too.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Like winky wink with a smile.
Winky wink with a big smile with all the gums showing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What a great story. I love that. And I don't know. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
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 Yes, I'm still listening.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what that background noise was, but that's okay. It's all good. Hold on a second. Let me roll my eyes. Here they go.
Roll up to roll down.
You know, your story is such an uplifting, fun, happy, just flowing story. I have to say, Nathan Puppy Norrington, my story is just the opposite. Let me say this. Oh, it's a feel good story, all right. But it's a feel good story after the fact. Get it? Not in the moment, because believe me, in the moment it was a feel opposite of good story.
A feel bad story.
Yeah, a feel bad story. Wait. A feel really bad story.
Oh my God.
Lips out, chin out, eyes rolling, huffing and puffing, feathers ruffled, that kind of story.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and obviously, and yeah. That's bad. And you know how I hate people to say to me, I'm sorry.
I do. Yeah.
Well, and that's because to me, it has been overused. It means absolutely nothing. That whatever happened has already happened. I'm sorry, as they said on Seinfeld. You can stuff your sorries in a sack, mister. I have been asking the universe to free me up, open me up, get rid of all the cracks and get rid of all the dust in the corners. In other words, get rid of all the things that make me feel bad, all the things that irritate me, all the things that annoy me, all the things that... And guess what? They're obliging. I call this full disclosure. No, not full disclosure. Full exposure. So I already know what bothers me. I already know what. But you know, I'm flowing. I'm spiritual. I'm pretty good with stuff that's going on right now. Except for I didn't look under the bed and I didn't see that I had a little bit more stuff left to clear out. And it all started on Friday. I take the bus home, and there are two buses that I can get on. One bus, I have a monthly pass, and I've already paid it so I can get on for free. The second bus, I have to pay as I go. And quite frankly, I get on whatever bus is first. The first bus that comes to the bus stop, I jump on. Now, if I have to pay an extra $2.45 to get home 15 minutes earlier, 10 minutes earlier, that is what I'm going to do. And on this particular day, the bus that I have to pay extra for, coincidentally, those drivers, they put the pedal to the metal. I mean, they are flying. I like to go fast. I like to get home early. And I got off early on Friday. I'm out of the office at 11:30, 12 o'clock. So I'm ready to start my Friday. I'm ready to start my party on Friday. I get on this bus, the fastest bus. They call it a Silver Line. And the bus driver is good. I pay my fare. And the bus driver is talking to this gentleman. And he, this gentleman is standing next to the driver. So I know that there's a connection. I don't know if they're friends, but there's a connection because usually people don't stand up next to the bus driver to talk to them unless the bus driver knows them. And so this particular gentleman had a billy club. He didn't look like an officer because he was clothed. He had on a hat and, you know, a ski hat and also a jacket. So I didn't know if he was wearing a uniform, but I did see his billy club. So he might have been a police officer, security, something. I'm on the bus, and all of a sudden, oh, I forgot to mention that this bus takes the freeway all the way. We get the express lane all the way home. And all of a sudden, the bus driver gets off the route. He drives off the route. Now, everybody on the bus is, you know, now they're perked up. You know, they're like looking around like, well, are we going the right way? And then, why is he taking a detour of the route? And I've gotten on the wrong bus before, so am I on the right bus? He's not going the way he's supposed to be going. He's not going the right way in the right direction. So, of course, I walk up and I say, hey, are you going to El Monte Station by the freeway? He says, yes. And he says, I'm taking a detour. I didn't say anything. I sat back down. He drops off his passenger, the one that I said was their friend, right in front of Union Station. And then he makes an announcement. I forgot to mention that before I get to my final destination, there are two more stops. There's the USC Medical Center, and then there's Cal State LA. So people that are going to the hospital get off there at USC Medical Center, and people that are students going to Cal State LA get off at the second stop. Well, he makes an announcement. Oh, by the way, we're not going to be stopping at USC Medical Center, and we're not stopping at Cal State LA. If you want to stop there, you're going to have to get off at this stop right now and take a local bus. A couple of students get up and they go to the driver and they say, well, aren't you going to stop at Cal State? Because that's the route he's supposed to take. And he says, no, you have to get off here. So he caused three people to get off the bus and pay an additional fare to take a local bus to go to their stops. Now, if they're on the bus trying to make a class, believe me, they were going to be late. I said nothing because I was going all the way to the last stop, and I'm like, well, okay. Now he's still driving on the streets, and I walk up a second time, and I say, are you going to get on the freeway to go to El Monte Station? Yes. And I really wanted to say, when and why are you going on this detour? I actually felt, and this is one of my issues, kidnapped. And that word is going to come up again. I felt like I was kidnapped, like I had no say in the direction I was going, no say in the amount of time I was going to take to get there. He finally gets on the freeway, and he's driving on the freeway. Well, now, people that are not from Los Angeles, you do not see public buses driving on the freeway unless they're in the express lane. They don't drive on the freeway with the cars. They're not supposed to. They drive in the express lane they're on the streets. But this guy was driving on the freeway, and I'm sitting there on the bus, steam coming out of my ears. Fuming. And I talking to the universe, and I said, hey, what's up? And the universe said, relax. Take a few deep breaths. Do you have somewhere to go? No. Do you have somewhere to be? It's a Friday afternoon. Why are you in a hurry? I try to drop my shoulders. We're still on the freeway. Now, this driver doesn't get in the express lane. He doesn't even get in the express lane. He gets off the freeway like all of the other cars. In other words, we have to get off on the streets. We have to stop at the lights. We have to stop at the signals. And it was around the way. That ride that usually takes 20 minutes at the most took almost 50 minutes. I'm sitting there and I'm quiet. And the universe said to me, that's how we operate. You don't have any control and you don't have any input on how we get you to your destination. You are supposed to relax and enjoy the ride. You have nothing, no say-so. Enjoy the ride. I don't care what detour we take you on. Well, I got off the bus that day, and I had to put a little dig in, as my son's father would say, a little dig. And I'm walking off the bus, and I said, "Thank you for the scenic route."
Yes.
But I have to say, I am going to another commercial. And you will hear the next story, because this next story, if you thought the bus was a little aggravating, this is going to take you up to the mountain, and you're going to be about to jump off. Trust me. So you're listening to Reality Spirituality. This is Rebecca Norrington. Right after break, we're going to have a quick commercial break.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Okay, we are back live on the air. You're listening to Reality Spirituality. Welcome again. My name is Rebecca Norrington. I am your host. I have Nathan on the line. And before I go on with the second story, I just want to thank all of my audience. Thank you so much for the emails. Thank you so much for the suggestions. Thank you for including me in your life. Now, when we left off, I promised you another story. This happened yesterday. And before I get into that, I want to share with you one of my purpose. My purpose is to be an example of living with the foundation of knowing that my life is perfect just the way it is. I am perfect just the way I am. There is nothing I need to do. There is nothing I need to accomplish. There is nothing I need to achieve. Because I am surrounded by universal love, energy, joy, appreciation, gratitude. And I want to share with you, when you are on the journey, and when I say this journey, I'm talking about this journey in your life, you are the only one that has power over whether or not you are going to be happy. You have the control, you have the power, you have the ability to create whatever life you want. And I'm not talking about what you can show in your bank account, what you can write on a what you own. I'm talking about an internal peace, an internal contentment that is unshakable. Yesterday, I went to two stores. I went to CVS Pharmacy and I went to the grocery store. After I went to the grocery store, I packed everything in my car, went home, took out the groceries, putting things away, and guess what? I didn't have my wallet. Now, a wallet has a lot of stuff in it, from your drivers to your credit cards to your things, your medical cards. I mean, I had to really think about what I had in my wallet. I didn't have my wallet. I looked, and believe me, I looked in the same places at least three times. You know how you go, you look, you think, well, maybe I didn't look good enough. And you look back and forth, nothing. I looked in the car. I looked at the house. I looked back in the car. I said, you know what? It's got to be back at the store in the basket or not. While I'm driving back to Pavilions, to Vons, I make a phone call to the store and say, I left my wallet and a shopping cart. Can you go out and look? Talk to a really nice young lady in the grocery store. Her name was Tiffany. I'll look for you. Are you sure? And this is one of her questions. Are you sure you left it in the basket? Are you sure you didn't leave it at home? I mean, if anybody knows me, they know that I hate stupid questions. Right, Nathan?
Yes.
I hate people to ask me questions that are obviously, come on. Yes, I looked. Yes, I looked more than once. But thank you for asking me. I get to the store. And I have to say that my shopping cart had a very distinctive... some of the shopping carts have brakes on them and locks on them because you're not allowed to take them out of the store. And this particular shopping cart had a very distinctive brake that was broken on one of the wheels. And so I noticed that, I go all the way back to the store. And while I'm driving back, of course, now my blood pressure is going up. My heart is racing. Where's my wallet? What's in my wallet? What did I leave? Am I going to find it? Back and forth. I don't know if anybody's lost the wallet, but this is my first time, believe it or not. So I've got all this stuff in my head. I get to the store. And I'm looking I'm looking where I left the shopping cart. Nope, it's not there. I go in the store. I find the young girl that's going to help me look. I'm actually walking up and down the aisles looking for that same shopping cart. Well, of course, I don't find it. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to leave my name and number with the manager of the store. And if anybody turns my wallet in, fine. If not, fine. But I have to admit that I was still a little... Anxious, concerned. This is, as we say, this is, as Nathan and I, a disaster. this is one of my other favorites. This is serious. And I have that in my head. I talk to the manager, I give him my name, and he questions me again. You left it here in the store? When were you here? Are you sure you lost it? A couple of deep breaths later, a couple of eye rolls later, I'm still remaining calm. Now, I'm on my way home realizing that I'm not going to find my wallet at the grocery store. I'm thinking, what do I have to do? Oh, I forgot to add that yesterday I had a class to teach, and that was within maybe an hour of all of this happening. I get home, and I remember I have two credit cards. I have a Discover card, and I have a MasterCard. My first call is to the Discover card, and I get a person right away. And I say, I've lost my wallet. I need to give you all my information so you can cancel the card. I'm talking very fast because in my head, I've got a lot of stuff to do, and I've got a short time frame. I've got to call, cancel these cards. You know, I got some things to do. I don't have time to just cruise. So I've got this hurrying energy, like, what do you need from me so you can cancel the card? I've got to go, bye. That's the energy I was giving her. And she's asking me my social, maiden name, mother's maiden name, birth date. I give her all that information. And I say, oh, can I hang up now? She says, oh, no. Her whole demeanor was slow. Her questions were, she was explaining everything that she had to do. Oh, no, I cannot let you get off the phone right now because I still have to process this and you still have to be on the phone. I have four more questions to ask you if you don't mind, Miss Norrington. And I was just slowly simmering. Ready to get off the phone. And this is what she said to me, and this just took me over the edge. She said, you don't have to panic. Now, if anybody knows me, I never panic. I might be fast and efficient and want to get something done, but I'm not a panicking. I don't panic. Would you say that's right, Nathan?
I would say that's right. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So that really pissed me off that she labeled me something that I wasn't.
But I
have to say I was still, you know, so that just took, you know, I said to her, I said, I'm not panicking. I'm just trying to get off on. I said, I have another credit card to call. I have a Costco card to call. I said, I have other calls to make and then I have to teach my class in less than an hour. And she was moving as slow as a snail, and I was biting my lip. Finally, I hung up with her, and then I had to call MasterCard. Thank God it was an automatic, automated system, but I had to listen to all of my charges from the last month before I pressed the button that said, okay, we're issuing you a new card. We're going to cancel this card. Then I had to call Costco. And this is the bottom line. Let me just cut to the chase. My issues, what the universe exposed, number one, I have an issue with people that are slow. I have an issue with people that I perceive as being, I don't want to say stupid, but let me say stupid. I have an issue with being in a hurry when I perceive something needs to be taken care of. And I felt so stressed and so anxious and so not centered, And that was just a clue, and that was just a nudge from the universe that that's what I need to work on. And when I say work on, what I'm talking about, all of these things are just programs that we have in our head. This program of me saying, I don't like people that are slow, that's in my head. I can change whatever you have, whatever your thoughts are that are that my thoughts were keeping me stuck. And if I ran into anybody who was slow, then immediately I was going to start feeling like, hurry up, hurry up. And the universe told me, or asked me, what's your hurry? Why are you in such a rush? If you look out in nature, the animals, no one's in a rush to get to their next stage. No one's in a rush to be a young adult. No one's in a rush to if you're talking about a lion, to learn how to... No one's in a rush in nature. I've learned how to, or conditioned how to, something's wrong, this has to be fixed now or else the world's going to end. And I just had to look in the mirror and figure out these are my, I'm putting limitations, I'm putting these strains and limitations on me. If that makes any sense. What do you think, Nathan?
Yes, what do I think about what?
I don't know. I was just wondering, I was talking for such a long time and
yeah. Well, I mean, you always tell me that we know what's up when we know how we're really vibrating when something challenges us and when something tests us. And you said you've never really lost your wallet before.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, to me, for you, something that is, it exposes you, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I exposes you first. So you say you don't like people that are slow, and then mm-hmm. you said even that is something that is programmed. So you think you don't like people that are slow, and then mm-hmm. you know someone's slow, and then you're expecting not to like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that one, because there's so many things where I think that I'm like this, or this is me, and I know with me I'm gonna get real upset if this happens and that happens and this happens.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I do. And it's just this tape that we keep playing over and over, the same tape. And I don't necessarily want to get upset at the same things over and over. And I also know how you're feeling when you say she's like accuses you of panicking, and there's this feeling of like, that's not what's going on. You don't know, and it's like you're wrong. And just sort of dealing with that rather than attacking back or defending your state.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something in the Power of Now that talks about when you're in an argument with someone and you this need to be right and for the other person to be wrong, and how that doesn't really link up with being in the present moment.
That's right. That's right.
So I think about that because I definitely, yeah, if someone's wrong and I'm right, that needs to be cleared up.
They need something needs to happen with them, right? They need to.
Yeah,
they need to.
They need to clear something up, and I'll be the one to help them. Yeah. So, I mean, I was feeling you because, you know, you have to teach in an hour, and you got all this stuff in your wallet. So it's just, I think it's a really, it's a very, just a good example of a challenge, or I don't want to say a challenge, but of where you're going to be, all the stuff that you talk about and all the stuff that you advise is put into the test right now.
Yes.
Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm. And let me say this. This wallet, me losing my wallet, was no coincidence. This, when the universe, I've already committed myself to living a life being connected. And when I say connected, I mean living connected to the universe. And when you're connected to the universe, listen, I know I've used this example before, but if you just won $500 million, you just won the lottery, you think I would care if I lost my wallet? You think I would care if somebody, if I was taking a detour on the bus? So that vibration is something that I have control over. And obviously, it wasn't about people being low, or my perception of them being stupid, or them saying I'm sorry, or them asking questions that were so obvious.
It was all about I take full responsibility for what I vibrate in my state.
It's not the person that asked the question. It's me. We have that power. But we're not taught that. We're taught that it's always something else, or somebody else, or the economy, or something else. That is the reason why I'm pissed off, or the reason why I'm moody, or the reason why I'm sad, and it's really not. One of the things I want to say, I want to share this with you too, audience, and also Nathan. This is about being grateful. After I lost my wallet, I know this is one of my things. Okay, what's good about losing my wallet? You know, I got to come up. What's good about it? What am I learning from it? And, you know, I came up with some bull crap about, well, I never did like that picture, and, you know, now I get to have a good picture. Something. But the universe hit me with this. You know, Nathan, we're talking about being grateful. And it's really easy to be grateful for the things that you want to be grateful for. It's really easy to be grateful for.
When things are going right.
It's
real.
Yeah, when things are going right. But this is the challenge, and this is the test, and this is the key. What about being grateful for every situation? See, I can't pick and choose what I want to be grateful for. What is that about? Well, I'll be grateful for having this home and this, but I won't be grateful for losing my wallet. No. The universe hit me with gratitude is about every moment. It doesn't matter what's happening. And I have to say that I haven't mastered it, and I haven't, this is a new concept after this wallet thing, but I'm going to start tuning into being grateful for every experience, because every experience is a gift, and every experience there is a lesson to learn, and every experience there is something good if you look for it.
All right, girl.
Well, what else? Is that it for the Mother's Day?
That's it for me. Yeah, I have to bounce, as they say.
Okay, well, it was really good having you on the show, Nathan. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good stories.
Thank you, sweetheart, and I love you, and thank you for your Mother's Day call.
I love you too, Mom, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, we're going to go on with the show. Thank you. Bye, Nathan.
All right. Bye, Mom.
And we are going to go on with the show for a few more minutes here. I have the – let me see here. I'm just looking at the episode info. And hold on just a second. Well, hello, my dear best friend. Elaine.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you, but I can hear you. Of course I can hear you.
Oh, how did we get up? How are you?
I'm doing
well. So I want to know.
Tell me.
So I want to know. So what happened with the wallet? Have you found your wallet? I'm dying to hear the end.
Well, this just happened yesterday. And as of right now, no, I have not found my wallet. I canceled all of my cards. I canceled my two credit cards, my Costco card. I've got to order another medical card, driver's license. No, I have not found my wallet as of today.
Okay. Well, I do like the, you know, the gratitude message. I like that part.
Oh, good, good. So what are you doing today on Mother's Day? Oh, instead of laugh, look at you.
Well, are you sitting down? Well, let me tell you about it. No, we just finished having breakfast. My son Keenan made a great breakfast. Took 2 hours, but you know, we got pancakes, bacon, and eggs, and the whole 9 yards. And we
wow.
just finished having breakfast. Yes.
Oh, good.
And my daughter Saskia is on her way back. We'll have dinner. She's going to UC Santa Cruz. She's a music major.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on her way back. Now, I do have to tell you something really funny.
Please.
Because as I was listening to this, I let my son Keenan listen to this. And you may or may not remember, Keenan's birthday is the same as yours.
Yes, I do remember that, of course.
Yeah. And you know what his pet peeve is?
Tell me.
He gets very impatient with questions that are redundant. Extremely. Now, I don't know what that means. You know,
that means that boy has some sense. tell Keenan I said high five. that means there's nothing wrong with that boy, let me tell you right now.
But I do have to say, I said, okay, but there must be a larger message there somewhere.
Yes.
Because I'm often telling him, I says, okay, you know, clearly you're gifted with, you know, greater understanding of things, but that is also his role, and it could be your role. That's your opportunity to teach, to pass on.
Yeah.
You know? But I know that impatience part can be difficult to overcome. I mean, I understand. So anyway, that's what that tickles me. But maybe I should get off the air because, you know, I can talk to you and we can just go on and on. But I realize there may be other people waiting in line to talk to you.
Well, let me just say this before you get off, before you rush off the air, my dear sweetie.
Well, I'll still be listening, but yeah.
Okay. But let me just say this one thing, too. About this thing about people asking questions, it is even deeper than that. It is, there are certain ways to live that are going to bring you more happiness, or they're going to bring you more aggravation. It's just as simple as that. Happiness versus aggravation. And if you're into aggravation, you can remain impatient or no tolerance or whatever it is with these people that ask these questions, and you will be unhappy and irritated forever. But you can also choose to – one of the things that I have to learn is accepting other people just the way they are. Because that's how the universe does. That's how God does. God accepts us exactly the way. There's no question too redundant or stupid or whatever you want to label it for the universe to listen to. So it's a choice. We've learned how to be impatient with people that ask those questions, and you can also unlearn it. And you don't do it overnight. It's small steps. But if you want to change that, you can. So
I think that in some cases, like I'm going to take a wild guess at what Keenan experienced, and maybe this is what you experienced, is that very often he, before the question's asked, he already knows the answer, so he's ready to move on. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So basically, he's smart.
Yeah, so sometimes when, you know, he's in a conversation, it's like going in slow motion for him. May not be to the other person, but for him it is.
Exactly.
So that's probably how you feel, right? You know, when you, sometimes in certain situations, when you're talking to a credit card person, they're asking the same question over and over again, and you're like, you just want to fast forward it.
Exactly. But see, this is the problem with that. I am creating a situation and a vibration, and I'm creating this. I mean, I feel really bad. I feel uncomfortable. I feel anxious. I feel like shaking this person by the neck. But see, but see, this doesn't do anything for me.
Absolutely.
I've done that.
No.
Yeah. So I want to say I challenge him to come up with, and you could even make a game out of it, but find something good in these people that ask these questions that you already know the answer to. Find something good. And if you can't find something good, then basically it's just a reflection of us. In other words, be accepting. The more accepting you are of other people and other situations, the more accepting you are going to be of yourself.
Right.
And that's
right.
Mm-hmm. So, And the thing with that, you can choose to be irritated or you can choose to be accepting. Simple.
Yeah, he's young. He's learning how to. It takes a certain mindset. He's just not there yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I have one more question for you, and then I'm going to let you run.
Yeah. What?
How are you with that? Are you okay with people asking you questions like that, or are you patient?
I'm probably more patient. I mean, but I understood how you felt when you know, like with the credit card situation, and they're asking you all, the questions, because I understood you wanted to get on. Would I have been more patient? I think that in the back of your mind, if I can just remind myself, it's going to be okay. You know, bottom line is, any credit card, you're not liable for any of the, even if it's stolen and they charge up $1,000, you're not responsible. And if
exactly.
You keep that perspective, then you say, oh, okay, well, you know, let this process take its course, because my rushing isn't going to make any difference. And when you keep that in the back of your mind that everything's going to be okay, then you can just say, oh, okay, take a deep breath and it's going to be okay.
That's
you know
perfect.
What I mean?
Yes, it's perfect.
Believe me, I have my moments too, but, you know, it just has to go back to just kind of just taking a step back and just saying, okay, it's going to be okay. And I can say that right now, but, I have my share of getting out of control.
Yeah, come on, we all do. That's what makes this life so fun. We learn from each other, of course. Of course we do. Wow, what a wonderful morning. I love that you called in. I love that we chatted today on air. I love that.
I know. Yes. I've been talking for hours and hours. I'm going to call this week. I'll call, because I call at 12 o'clock, and I just have you for the whole hour?
Yes, you can. that's another thing I've learned to say. I've learned to say a lot of yeses and okays. I don't care what you say. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay, I'll call you now. I know where to find you. I can get your attention.
Yeah. Okay. And then also kiss everybody in your family for me. And I'm wishing you a wonderful Mother's Day. I'm so glad to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. And it was so cute to hear Nathan. It's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. He's over. He's doing his thing in New York. Okay, sweetie pie. Kisses.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye. So let me say this, that this Mother's Day show has been just spectacular to me. I mean, I spoke with my number one son and then my number one best friend from, Jesus, how many years has it been? 12 years when I was 12 years old? Well, it's, let's just say this, it's been decades. But I want to thank all of you for listening. I see that the callers, some people have called in and then they've hung up, but that's all right. That's all right. I will be on live again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, only for a half hour. You've been listening to Rebecca Norrington, and this is Reality Spirituality. Have a great Mother's Day, all of you.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality.